Yud Beis Iyar, Friday the 20th of May, Rabbi Moshe Halpern, Hadlakas Neros.
First, we want to give a shkoyach for the organizer. I don't know if anyone ever thanks him. Maybe yes, but then I don't thank him. Dudi Itzkevich. I think he's the one who gets all the speakers. I know how hard it is if I have to organize Yom Tov, Chol Hamoed, three speakers, four speakers, but to get six speakers every week is not an easy job. That's number one. Number two, I want to mention, I don't know, maybe he didn't come because he heard already the Shia. I said it in Yiddish and Besmedish, so he didn't think it was important. Oh, he's actually just now walked in. I was coming in. The Baba of Mr. Diamond. So her yutzah today, so I thought I was supposed to mention the shul by Mishnayos, but I forgot. So I thought if Einke Murazisel Basir Visur, she was a very, very chushi, even of tens of years, she done with my father in shul. Okay, Minyan Adlukas Nidus. I'll tell you the shala I had, and that, yet the Mandam Baba, yes, the yutzah tan. Murazisel Basir Visur. Yeah. I said, I don't know, maybe you're not coming to the shul because you heard it in Yiddish, but, maybe. Maybe you'll understand it better now if I say it. But then it says, Toyra, one can hear again and again and again. My father used to say a word, I think it says in Paleo, it says a Pusik, Meise Osnoi, Mishmoya Toyra, Gam Tfilusoi Toyevo. Someone who doesn't listen to Divra Toyra, his Tfilusoi Toyevo. I think it's in Paleo, it's my father's friend who used to repeat it very loud. Why doesn't a person listen to Dva Toyra? Because he's heard it again. But we have to know Dibra Torah, even if you say it, Me'epumim Ve'echad. First of all, Dibra Torah itself is a Moedah Kazakh, and usually one always, the head of Spesa Dibra Torah, there's always a Psechidish. But Me'esai, Ozna, Mishmaya Torah, so the Boyan Shem says, you done Shmanesha, I heard you Shmanesha yesterday, I had it the day before. The Dibra Torah has to be every day a Chidish, Kolim Ibn Echadushim, same as with Dalmim. And in case the Shala I had after Yom Tov was, a lady, Shvi Shal Pesach, Motze Shvi Shal Pesach to Achim Shal Pesach. In Yiddish it's called Mittelnacht Yom Tov. How do you say that in English? There isn't a word for it in English. Mittelnacht Yom Tov. So that's, there are words which can only be said in Yiddish. It sounds better in Yiddish, I suppose. That's Shvi Shal Pesach by night, which was Achim Shal Pesach. Now this year Achim Shal Pesach was Shabbos. Now when it comes to Adlukas Neilus, Leil Yom Tov, there are two Minhugim. There are those who light candles like Erev Shabbos, before the Shkia, and there are those who only light candles just before the Seder. Now, obviously from the build-up before Pesach, I don't have to go to explain why a lady sometimes can forget whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's Shabbos, Yom Tov, and they're preparing all the meals, and she had children and grandchildren, but I'm not here to advocate to explain why. She forgot that it was Shabbos, so she went to rest after she had prepared everything, without understanding, because you prepare a blech. So usually that's I don't know why that happened. She went to rest, and her husband came home. He actually done it in the first minyan, but by the time he came home, it was ready after the Shkia, and she realized that she had forgotten to light candles. She thought it was Yom Tov by night, so she'd be able to light by night. So the shala was whether she now has to, from now on, add on an additional candle. Now it's a lady of about 60, she's got 900 children and grandchildren. She has already, during the 40 or odd years that she's been lighting candles, she has already forgotten twice. So she is already lighting two. It can happen to the best of people. The problem is, in the olden times when we see it, it was actually the expense of the candle, which was a moedah. We see the Gemara says, and then Shulchan Aruch it's already brought down, what comes first? A candle or kosher kiddush. You're talking about people who didn't have the nowadays cost whatever 10 pence or whatever. Amulek tzartan was a very expensive item, and to ask someone to light all the remaining till the 120 another light is a big expense. Nowadays that's not so much. But the problem is that everyone's got their candelabra with 10 or 12, and you've got the two extra. It's already set out to put an extra candle. Looks clumsy, and there's an embarrassment. So the question is whether there was any way where we could patter from using putting on an additional candle. The two redeeming features which was in the shala. Sorry? So Achron Shel Pesach this year was Shabbos. No, she had lit Shvi'ah Shel Pesach, which was Thursday night. She had lit, but Friday night she had forgotten. She forgot it was Shabbos. She thought she had time to light when the husband comes home before the seder.
She could have asked the goy after
Shkia. Yeah. There's also a shalom after the Shkia when one asks a goy whether one still has to light another candle. There's a goy. Although Masas, they came and asked me the shalom. It was already Nuch Rumpunach. Yeah. Also can't say that in English. Anyone know what Rumpelnacht is? Yeah. So I think I should say the shin. I'll soon come to it. So the two redeeming features which she had is that her husband lit. Before he went to Sheol, since Achron Shel Pesach, we say Yizkor, he had lit two Yizkor candles on the Shabbos table, which is usually Muslim go to it, people put it somewhere. He had lit it on the Shabbos table. That was one thing which he added on to Shalah. The second Shalah was that the daughter or daughter-in-law, I don't know who it was, who was there for Yom Tov, she had lit candles before the Nacht. Whether that can pater the mother or the mother.
Yizkor was on Shvi'ah Shel Pesach.
No, it wasn't.
No. Then we say,
on Shabbos.
That's what we said. Maybe the other one, Hogan. I don't know.
It's not on Shvi'ah.
Yeah, Lamas Ed Kitsin and Yizkor left before that. Now, let's come to it. First of all, we'll say the minik of. One only has to light one candle. The Lushna Mechaber in Simreish Samach Gimel Sif Aleph. Yehizue Lasis Ne Yufa. One should make a nice candle to burn properly. V'yesh Mechabnim Lasis Shtei Psilas. Eichad Keneged Zuchay Ve'eichad Keneged Shomer. There are those who say we have to know what's the Ikalucha and what is Yimzuk the Flemish or Siyadin. To light two candles, Eichad Keneged Zucha Ve'eichad Keneged Shomer. The Makor to lighting two candles is a Gemura in, I think, Stakim Sech Shabbos, coming up to Lag BaOmer of Shimon Yechui. When he came out of the Mala, he saw someone Erev Shabbos running with two Hadassim. And he asked him why he's got two Hadassim, so he said, Eichad Keneged Zucha Ve'eichad Keneged Shomer. From that, there's a minik that in Shabbos we try to do things in twos, so the candles we also light Eichon Gnei Rezuch Eishon. No, that's what I'm saying. The Makar is of the number two. That person said that he's taken two Adasim to remind oneself of Zucha V'Shomer. So from there, we adapt the minik. That's what the Makar is saying. I'm saying there is no Makar in the Gemura. Huh? Your question is what the connection Hadassim have got with candles.
Just because he had two.
No, well, why did he have two? One Keneged Zucha, Keneged Shomer. So you're asking me whether there's an Indian one should have two Chalas, we have Altzlecha Mishnah. What else?
What's the connection?
No, the connection is the number two. Actually, there's a minute to smell Hadassim Friday night. That's got nothing to. No, but I'm saying. That person was Erev Shabbos. Reb Shimon Yechui saw the person Erev Shabbos. That person told him he's taking two. One Keneged Zucha, Keneged Shomer. The Zucha and the Shomer has got nothing to do with Hadassim. But to symbolize the number two Shabbos, the number two is very important because it's Zucha and Keneged Shomer. So that's, with that, we say candlelight also. Now the question is in halucha, and everything in Yiddish halucha and minik atah b'shala. When there's an inyan to have against the number, because it symbolizes something. If I have more than that number, have I lost the significance of the number? If I take through three, is three not two, or is three two plus one? So the more says hagu. One can light more, as long as you've had two. If you put three or four, is also good. And that's the minik to light three or four candles. No, there are people who light three or four. He doesn't explain the minik why.
It's good, but not better.
No, no. If there's nothing, if you haven't lost the significance of the number two, then if you add on, it's not a. The question is here. Occasionally, there is such a concept of kol ha'moisif goyreya. If you add on, now the Rambam says. A lady who forgot once to light. That means if her minig was to light two candles and she forgot she lights three, you lose the significance of the two. No, ki choinen lahoisef aduva mechiben negeduva daache bevat shle yifchus. That means you can add on and one doesn't lose. Now I don't understand.
2 + 1.
Yeah, it's 2 + 1. Now I don't understand. I don't understand what the shale is. If the choyle, the number two, is supposed to be me'oyle, the person who sees it, there is an inyan of zuch and shubay. If by three, the person, there's a whole question in Sunni Dr. Moshe, a debate whether one taka loses the mechivin or not lose the mechivin. I don't understand, is this a psychological question, whether people relate to three as two or one? I don't understand what's the shala. We've seen Aluch, there's a shala and the Dr. Moshe goes into it. Shabbos is supposed to be Shiva Kriyam, yet we are Moisev on the Shiva Kriyam, so we can see from there that you can be Moisev. I didn't understand exactly what is the shala. L'choyle, this number two, is not a Psazach, which is Moila Epis in Himmel. It's supposed to be Moila the person, the significance of Zuchu V'Shumma, L'choyle. Didn't understand the shala.
A pair plus one.
Huh?
Instead of saying 2 + 1, say a pair plus one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's like a couple.
You asked me whether the Indian of Zuch v'Shumma is only by a married couple?
No, no. A pair means two things to make a pair.
What are you trying to say?
What does that mean?
No, I'm saying in Halucha there's a whole debate. The Dr. Moshe goes into it. The Dr. Moshe will soon see that the car of lighting another candle is a maril. And the Dr. Moshe is not happy with it. The Rambam is not happy with it. Because then you're losing the significance of two, but he says the oilam fitzchazoi, so they rely on the motcha who says that you can always add on, like by the aliyas. I didn't understand what the debate is. If there's something that there's a mitzvah to be a staff of off team, so you can say if you bring three to metitas of lechoyle, this keneged zuch v'shunoy is something which is supposed to be me'oyle the person. So what exactly the shal is, okay, this is richtig. The makar of lighting another candle, if there is such a makar, is the Lushan and Maril. Maril was one of the first, he wasn't a Rishon, but he was on the borderline between the Rishonim of Achronim and from the Menhuge Ashkenaz, which we all belong to. He was one of the very main foundations of all the Menhugim, which the Remur and the Poskim bring down. He writes, Hazoi, the Remu, actually written by Talmud of his, he writes, Nishal, the Maril was asked, Al Ishu Shushokichu, she forgot to light the candle Shabbos. V'hoyrelo, and he paskin, shetai zehiru kol yomeyu, all her life, lahoysif al kol ner shel mitzvah. We'll soon see what that's supposed to mean. Yoyse mema shahoysu legila, and in our print is a very important word added, b'she'irom ad atu. She should light more than what she was used to, and he finishes whenever she'll have a tarnis where she's any case fasting and she's saying vidi, what that exactly, there were times when people fasted or bahab or whatever. Os tisvada gamken al avayda zi. She should say vidi for this avayda. Im letzoyno lahabas tanis al kuchu. If she wants to add on tanaisim for this, il esagif atzmo. And to be consigif of English?
Inflict.
Inflict. Inflict is an injury, a physical. Sigif.
Afflict, not inflict.
Afflict. Mesagif zam, that's yo. Liskapela tuboy uleyu brucha. Amoyer de kazach, we see. Adlukas Nailas is a mitzvah de Rabunon. Yeah? She didn't neglect it b'maizit. Shokher, she fell asleep, whatever she forgot. And it's a bit interesting in the olden times, nowadays, because we've got electricity, and we soon come to it, it's also something. It's shy to forget Adlukas Nailas. In those times, once the sun was starting to go down, there weren't such a beautiful double glazed, whatever, the windows. Yeah, how it had looked. that she should forget to light candles. It was kind of Amuz. She was out to the house, a simcha, whatever. And the Maril tells she has to light a candle all her life, which she says was a very big expense. And that she has to say vidi when she's fasting, and that she could add on tamizim. We see the significance of a mitzvah's esed the rabunon the shoygig. Yes, we're not to the start. We see how the poskim, how the attitude was it. After the shir. Yeah. My father's friend used to say, I don't know from where he got it from, I think Shtaita Friedeke, why we see Chazal were very makbid on two things. Hadlukas Nairus, we see the choymer of Hadlukas Nairus, and another thing is eating chamin the Shabbos. Yeah? Kol Tfitzis Yisrael everywhere, Ashkenazim, Sfadim, from literature, everywhere there's a concept of eating hot food Shabbos by day. Keeping hot food Shabbos by day entails a lot of haluchadik shalas, and we see Chazal, lots of simunim, very difficult simunim and shulchan uruch, are going to make sure chazura, shia, lechoyna shala, we were scared. Nowadays it's easy because you've got the blech. In the old times you had ovens, opening the ovens, closing the ovens, you might move coal or something. Why didn't Chazal just say, no, Friday night have a hot soup, Shabbos morning have cold cuts with salads, so nishkefelech. We see Chazal were moilik makpid to eat chamin Shabbos baday, and it looks nice. The reason why is because the tzedoikim said that loy sabari aish b'chomash v'saychem does not mean you mustn't light a fire on Shabbos like Chazal. They held that loy sabari aish b'chomash v'saychem is that there mustn't be any fire on during Shabbos. So Friday night they sat in the darkness, and Shabbos baday they only ate cold cuts. Chazalam gewolt lehoitzi melibam shel tzedoikim, and just finish, that Bayidin Zolzan, Friday night Zolzan lechting, there should be aduk tzedoikim, and that Shabbos by day, one should eat hot, lehoitzi melibam shel tzedoikim.
And they say someone who eats cold food on Shabbos is like a min.
Yeah, the Balamur says that someone who let me add it on. It doesn't mean that you mustn't eat, you're not allowed to eat cold cuts, but to eat only cold cuts, and if someone does it because of whatever, the Balamur says a very sharp solution. We're makpid to eat Shabbos, and even if someone hasn't got the chun to eat drink a hot tea, have something that they should be hot. Okay, I'm going a bit away from the Indian. No, I'm saying that the Chazal made it a mitzvah, but the reason why they made this mitzvah and why we see the poskim were very machmon it is lehoitzi melibon shel tzedoikim. It was a constant melchuma, which the is there a clock here? Oh, the speaker's not supposed to see. So the lehoitzi melibon shel tzedoikim. Now the Eliyahu Rabbah says that actually, if we look at the wording of the Maril, especially in the way we've got it, the Maril doesn't say one should light an extra candle. The Maril says we should be moisef in the shir, which would mean that if they put in oils until now so much, add on a bit. You got a smaller candle, add on a larger candle. The Remur understood it to mean to actually add on an extra candle. So the Remur had the problem, how can you add on, because you're losing the significance of the number two. Whereas if we would see, if we learn the way the Eliyahu Rabbah understands it, it just means that you should be moisef. And he says that for a near poor lady who can't afford an extra candle, it can be maikazan that she should just add on. But Lamasa in Zafan Zafina Zayv the Remur, the Remur says we should add on an extra candle. But I'm saying in cases where there's a or whatever, there is an Indian to be moisef if she had, and that's not so embarrassing. She had till now, they are 20 size candle, they had a 16 or 12, it's something to take into account. Another thing which we were discussing is whether it would help that her husband had lit a Yisko light on the Shabbos table. Now, Emerson is, there's a big shal in the poskim whether one can light a Yutzat lecht or a Yisko lecht on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, we light candles. We light candles Yom Tov night. Yeah, if it's Mitternacht, Yom Tov is Yom Tov. We light actually on Yom Tov, but that's the Tzoyah Hasida. It makes it the Kuvit Yom Tov, the Lechting Shtim. The question is to light a Yutzat Lecht, whether we light. So the Mishnah Briah brings down the very famous Chivas. Ksav Soifer was the son of some Soifer. That's one of the rare times I'm not booking in the whole Mishnah Brida. Maybe you asked, you didn't answer the issue?
Yeah, I didn't answer the question.
Yeah, if you see how many times the Mishnah Brura brings down Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer is the, you know, the authority of this Shal, although I found the Shal already in the Chivas Nachas Shiva, which is a few hundred years ago, but he brings down Ksav. So Ksav Sofer goes into, tries to bring a raya from lighting candles in shul on Yom Tov. And that's a big machlokes to show them the Rosh and the Rajva, whether one can light Yom Tov candles in shul. I don't know how it is in other places, but I think the minig is that one lights Shabbos Yom Tov in the morning. You know the minig? I don't know how the minig is here in this shul. Yeah, I know that I've been there, so I think, I don't know about others. You know, no, Yom Tov in the shul in monks, but doesn't light candles?
You mean,
no, no.
Cigarette made in the zirth.
A cigarette is a different shala. A cigarette is zecher. One minute, I'll say. A cigarette. I have to say another shiur on lighting cigarettes. Young. A cigarette is another. Is a different, complete different shala. Cigarette is anua from a person. There is another shala that it has to be duva shuvah lechol nefesh. It has to be anua, which most people do, which most people use. So whether cigarettes nowadays, because it's dangerous, it's a different shemitah. It's under the shala. Here, lighting candles for the umrat, Yom Tov, especially Yom Tov, night. Mitnacht Yom Tov. They also don't put on candles. It could be, because nowadays there's electricity. Yeah, I stand before in Frankfurt, and they had to put the Mitlach Yom Tov, if not no one, unless the Botzvil and all the Oilem put the new, and especially in Ashkenaz, they say Maluvis. I doubt that the Botzvil and the whole Oilem knew Maluvis off by heart. Nowadays, no, it's Emes. It could be that nowadays, because there's electricity, that's where there's a more Shala. The Poskim speak about lighting Yom Tov by day, because it's light, so you're just lighting the quad by Sakhnesis. The same shala would apply nowadays, where there's electricity, so you're not lighting to see the machse, because you've got the electricity. So it could be that's why the machman not... Any case, so the Rosh speaks about it. Ice is the tzoyrach gevoya. We know there's a concept in the Gemurah, nedurim and neduvas and kreidim biyomtev. That means a carbon which you don't have to... which is not chayvus hayoyim. Obviously, the kabunas of every yom tov is even Shabbos with makir kabunas. But nedurim neduvas, someone made a neid is going to bring a oilo shlomim. You can bring it today. You can bring it tomorrow. There's no need to bring it on yom tov. So it's called a tzoyrach gevoya, which you're not allowed to. So why are you allowed to put on candles? The Rosh says that lamasa, even the candles you put on in Beis HaKnesis, the more light there is, the more simcha it brings to a person. And he brings two very famous psikim that light causes simcha. One is Laidem Hoysu Oiru Vesimcha Vesusamika. The other pusik is Oy Zoria La Tzadik Eleishrai Leif Simcha. So light causes simcha. So just as an aside, side note, I would want to mention, we see from here, from the Rosh, we're talking about the Rishonim, that light causes simcha.
Why? Because it's
clear. So I just want to, as a side note, there is, I don't know what you want to call it, I don't want to call it a minig, sort of thing, the last 10, 15 or 20 years, I've noticed by simchas, they have dim lighting. It's against Jewish culture and custom. Whether I can go so far to say it's against Jewish law, I don't want to say whether it's b'chikas hanos lahi. Of against Jewish custom and culture, it certainly it might fit in very well with British values, which we're trying to implant now, force on our children. Of Ayiddish simcha davzan lichtig. I just said that sometimes if the mechitza is not the way it's supposed to be, there might be a benefit in having dim lighting. But I'm saying in a Yiddish simcha, which is betzmiras, if everything is the way it's supposed to go, if if there's a side problem, sometimes you have to do something to counteract the side effects. But in the Yiddish Simcha, where everything is betznius, as far as I'm left, I remember my father's when he came into one a Simcha, and he lost it to the Baal Simcha, but the Simcha's all spent, he actually almost tripped, whatever. But Yiddish Simcha, that's all left. Okay, so let's go back to that. So we see that adding light, of course, the Ksav Sofer speaks about putting on a Yutzat left or a Yiske left in Yom Tov. So he says if one would put it on the Shabbos table, or the Yom Tov table, it would add to the Simcha of the Yom Tov. But he says the Masa, the meaning is that one is not Nehena from a Yutzat left, so he tries to find another way. So the Masa, a lot of people, Taka, don't put on the Yiskelech on the Shabbos table. This person who did put it on the Shabbos table, so I'd have to understand him why Taka did it, because he Taka wanted to make it, should be more permissible, apialucha, so he did want to add anur from that, so that's something we can think about. The other question which you mentioned is that there was a daughter or daughter-in-law who had lit Shabbos candles on the table. Now the Masa, it's getting a bit short of time. There is a halucha that someone who is a guest, he's abroad or out of town, a man who's out of town, so as mechiv in a hadlukas neilus. Now, in a normal house, when the mother lights the candles, she's moitzi her husband, and she's moitzi all the children who are part of the household. A child or a married couple who comes just for Yom Tov, and they would have forgotten to light. Whether the mother is moitzi, the couple who came just for Yom Tov, is a big shala. Other people say, L'choyle, we're talking about a child who's living at home. But a child who is living elsewhere and just moved in for Yom Tov is a big shala. Now, a guest has to light candles. Yet Chazal say, the Gemara already says, that one doesn't have to actually light candle. If one is mishtatav, peprita, that means one gives for the host, whatever prita is, a penny or 5 pence, whatever it is. So one becomes a partner in the candle lighting. So Lechoya over here, the daughter or the daughter-in-law didn't bring with her own candles from home. She used her mother or her mother-in-law's candles. But the mother or the mother-in-law, so there's another halucha which says by a guest, if someone is lighting for him at home, he lives in another town. He's now, for example, in London, and the family lives in Manchester. If the family is lighting in Manchester candles, then he does not have to be mishtatav the shuvah prita. Azoy zda halucha. The possum speak nowadays if there's different time zones, whether that applies also. But we say Amulig Tzad, and people didn't travel so far, London, Manchester, it's more or less the same time, a guest who's over here in London, and his family is lighting thin candles in Manchester, does not have to be Mishtata B'Shavu Prita. The question is, who's lighting? His wife, or if he's a bucher? We've seen the Gemara says that one of the Murun said, when I was a bucher, I was Mishtata B'Shavu Prita. After I got married, and he went to learn, and the wife stayed at home, then he didn't have to be Mishtata B'Shavu Prita, because Madlik and Ula Babaisa. The question is, when he was a bucher, he also had a mother, most probably, who lit. So we see a mother's lighting does not help for the child, but a wife does. So is the question is it because Ishtoi Kegifoi? The Shulchan Aruch Rav in a Segraim seems to say that it depends if the person who lit the candles lit it from candles which belong to the husband. So a child is not a shittuf in his parents' candles, whereas a husband is a is the choy over here. If the daughter or the daughter-in-law lit candles, which the candles belonged to the mother, to the mother-in-law, is the choy that should help save the mother or the mother-in-law from lighting another candle. Just want to finish with a short, when have we got to 9 o'clock? Finish with a short story. It's Hotnish Be'emes Kan Shaiches with the Parsha Shavir, but I think it's just a very moidika story with a lesson, so it's Shaiach to every Seder. I heard that actually there's a very, very famous speaker of the last few years. He's become very, very famous, and his drusha is printed, I think, and I was told, in about 30,000 copies. Here in England, you can get it in Lushan Kodesh, Yiddish and English. It's called Ramaylach Bidemam. He speaks in Yiddish, but you can see there it's called Be'era Parshim. So he says a Moedic story, and I actually repeated it in Shul, and we've got Rabbi Yaakov Bezina, who's got a child in Montreal, so I asked him to confirm the story, and he says he checked it out. There's a Yid in Montreal, a Vizhnitz Monsieur Chusid, if everyone understands what that means, who was Nifter recently, a very influential Babus. He had Vimzuk Toyre Dilbuk Mechot, and it wasn't the word of man, and Bosham. Children, grandchildren, to me, the Chumim, Chsidim, and Shemasa. He was in the DP camps with a friend of his, whether he went through the camps with a friend or Akopunim after in the DP camps he was with a friend. And then everyone was trying to get papers to countries you couldn't get into. It's Israel and England, there was quotes in America. They had applied for Canadian papers. He got the papers, but his friend unfortunately caught typhus and obviously, to get papers in such a condition, they weren't happy about letting people in altogether. To let someone in who's got a medical condition, it was out of it. A night before the boat was supposed to go, the friend came to him and started crying. We've been through hard times together. You're leaving me over here. You know, there was 15, 16-year-olds, lost their parents, lost their sibling. Well, what's that design with me? I'm staying here alone. I'm not well also. And this person felt so much with his friend, he said, you know what? I'm giving you my papers. Now, he was called, actually, Greenwald, and he gave his papers, he gave to his friend, and he stayed behind. And this fellow, the friend went with his Greenwald papers to Montreal, and he stayed over there for another few months. Eventually, after 6 or 8 months, he got it, whether on the white market or on the black market, he managed to get papers and followed his friend also to Montreal. Now, he had to come on forced papers, so his new name was Klein. His name from home was Greenwald, but he gave to his friend. His name was Klein. Eventually, after a few years, he felt a bit of a fool. His proper name was Greenwald. He's calling himself Klein. It's long after the Canadian authorities would be after him. They had other things to look after rather than these zwei Yidler who got their papers. So he went and asked his Rebbe, the old Vizhnitz Rebbe of Chaimaya Vizhnitz, that he wants to go back to his normal name, Greenwald. And the Vizhnitz Rebbe said, no, don't do such a thing. Every time someone calls you Klein, although you're called Greenwald, witness Oyle in Himmel, a Moyadikas Chis, how a person, a 16, 17 year old, or however old he was then, could give away then Canadian papers, was the whole life that he could have, the whole future of getting out of Europe and coming and building up your future. And you gave that away, as if they don't change that name. In Himmel, your name is Klein because that's your Shivas for the papers that you gave away for a friend. So to Melech Bidman, with that we can understand where it says that the Tikra Parul Amiyaldois Asher Sheinu Achas Shifru V'Shem Hashem Es Piyu. They were called Shifru and Piyu. So Rashi says they weren't called Shifru and Piyu. Their name was Yechev de Miriam. Why did he call them Shifru and Piyu? Hashem Shem Shapeyes Es Avlad Poyes Avlad. They looked after the Yiddish children to try and bring up Klal Yisrael. That was their name. Their name was Yechev de Miriam. We see from here that the true name of a person is what he did for others. Yechev and Miriam was the name that they were called. But the true name, the true essence of the Yid is what he could do for others. So I heard from the Moedah Kazakh, and I asked once Dr. Adler if he can explain. We know that the right side is always the strong side, yeah? Both spiritually and physically. The heart is the most important organ of a person, or after the brain, yeah? Why is the heart on the left side? I asked him, he didn't know. So the Rabbi Bidman says, because a person's heart is for the other person. My left side is the other person's right side. Okay. Good.